music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we are back in hour number two at the top of the hour. I'm going to bring Art on in just a couple of moments. I played those clips today, and I wanted you to know that, there's a lot going on that you probably already are aware of anyhow with regard to what's going on in Palestine today in the Israeli-occupied territory, which is all of that area, and the state that calls itself Israel, the fake Israel, and what is befalling it now. It's a very interesting time. And not all of it is just scripted by them for our consumption. This is God's handiwork, I think. What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is that with Netanyahu now facing an indictment by the Attorney General there for bribery, corruption charges, and the whole gamut except the real charges for which he should be charged before a world court. But nevertheless, this is a maneuver behind the scenes, because Netanyahu is not very, very, shall we say, pleasing to all of the Zionists there, hard line, soft line, left or right. He's considered to be a real liability. And behind it all, this fighting, this infighting, this warfare going on, this political warfare, even what's her name? Deborah Lipstadt got involved in this, you know, the Holocaust promoter who, was concerned because the Rabbi Meir Kahane party now is being brought into all of this. So a more radical government than Netanyahu could possibly emerge, which I would not doubt. She said she wants nothing to do with such a racist party. Well, hello, are we bringing coals to Newcastle? Well, in any event, all of this is relevant because, as I said, behind the scenes, there is great division, there is great fighting, infighting within that tiny mini state. And God is behind it all. He's using it as part of his end-time prophecies, and he shall make Jerusalem really a city of derision, a city of confusion, Babylonian captivity for the world. And these people who are the rulers shall face a judgment to come. So, in any event, I think this is all relevant to what I'm going to bring up with Art and just a moment here. So, just a word that we do have some... Hello? Yes, I hear voices. Am I hearing an echo? Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I'm listening to myself. Folks, just to let you know again that we do have more programming coming up on the YouTube channel, The Deadly Experiment, Rick Adams, The Deadly Experiment. Also, in addition, Andrew Carrington, Hitchcock's program online in the UK. And this week, I think I will be recording a program with him again, another program. And we've done a few. So just bear that in mind. And let me bring up, at this point, Art from Philly, who was away last week. Hello, Art.
Hello, Rick, and greetings to RBN listeners.
Thank you.
Great
it's
to
good
hear
to have
show.
You back. Have you good. Been listening?
Yes, I have, about 9/11. Yeah. Which area do you want to cover?
Anything that you would like to cover first. What is your reaction to the clips I played?
All right, with what you just said very recently, I realize that actually you sent me the information that Sheldon Adelson is very ill and may not live much longer. Now, he's the power broker for Netanyahu, and it's no surprise that you're seeing a power struggle when his sponsor is basically fading away. So I think that's playing a big part of it. Also related to that subject, read on RBN on the website, they talk about Mark Levin. Well, Mark Levin is another person who grew up in Sheltenham, Pennsylvania, a no place for hate community, and he went to the same high school as Netanyahu, a few years behind him. So it's no surprise to me that that would be mentioned there. Now, with respect
I thought that.
Now, with respect to 9/11, the way I came into seeing it was a different way of following the money trail. I said, why did Building 7 come down? Okay, and what was in Building 7? All the information for prosecuting Enron, okay? And who did not get prosecuted for Enron? Well, they got Ken Lay, they got Jeff Skilling, but they didn't get guy number three. Yeah, Milliken, Michael Milliken, convicted felon from from the Ivan Boesky scandal. I said, Milliken's not powerful enough to bring down those buildings, so who is he connected with? And he's connected with Stephen Wynn. They live next door to each other in South Lake Tahoe. And then you say, all right, well, who's in the Likud? And away you go. You can see Sheldon Adelson, and you can see Netanyahu. And what's Adelson do? He basically owns the Sands Casino, Atlantic City, and Vegas. And before 9/11, who had expertise in controlled demolition to take down those two casinos? Adelson and his boys. So then it started to click to see where it was. I traced that line, and it comes to the same conclusion that you guys did, that it was definitely, you know, the Israelis had a big influence, and especially the Mossad, in taking down the World Trade Center buildings. And then you look at Silverstein's, you know, meeting Netanyahu for lunch every week for a year before 9/11 went down. Also, I mentioned about the Bucks County Republican Party and their corruption going back to JFK. And then Bush basically appointed three people there. He appointed Congressman Jim Greenwood as the House Committee on Permanent Investigation. He appointed Arlen Specter as the Senate Committee on Permanent Investigation. And he appointed Patrick Meehan as the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI. Okay, so how convenient that the same group that was involved with covering up the JFK assassination was put in place in power 1 year before 9/11. What a coincidence, right?
Very much so.
Right.
If you believe that one, you'll wait for a shrimp to whistle, as Khrushchev would say.
Right. And then when they set up the 9/11 commission, who did they put in there? First guy they put in there was Kissinger. Okay, so it was so obvious. Kissinger
tried to do that. Even that was too much.
Right, correct. I agree. But you could see they were setting up the 9/11 commission the same way it was the Warren Commission. And, yes, they got their fingers caught on that deal. But, you know, they didn't get prosecuted. You know, nobody went after the Mossad or the influence inside Israel for what they did to this country. And the real reason why that all came about, there was a couple reasons. But the main reason I saw was the mortgage securities fraud that basically was coming to a head. And by having this situation, you know, they got the bailouts. That was the big thing. And we got a war with Iraq.
Innocent people who were rounded up as so-called terrorists and then put in places like Abu Ghraib and other torture facilities with these renditions in various, you know, parts of the Middle East who were allied with the United States and the so-called wars of terror. So what you've got is a lot of torture. You get a lot of brutality. You get a lot of new enemies for the United States. But then again, as long as the enemies of the United States are the enemies of Israel, I guess that's what the essence of Americanism is all about, isn't it?
Well, I think it's really all about the enemy within. As who was that Roman patriot who talked about? I can't remember his name right now. That's really the enemy. You know, is the enemy within, as you're talking about.
Pogo said, you know, Pogo said, we have met the enemy and he is us. That was a classic line. And I think that's the one you may be referring to. But you're right. I mean, this spy network that was covering up for what was going on in 19 and these two buildings, the Twin Towers, and then in the other building, and then Tower Number 7, or Building Number 7, more precisely. These people were rounded up. And then lawsuits were filed to get rid of this collection of charges and then send them back to Israel. And we had Ashcroft, if you remember. He was the attorney general under Bush, and he was a Christian Zionist of the most rabid type. He was working to get the Israelis exonerated. Well, even in the FBI, Art, there were agents who were pretty upset about the whole thing because they were being used and misdirected to try to do something for the administration's bosses in the Likud rather than doing their job here. They wanted to keep these people because they were apprehended trying to blow up the George Washington Bridge. And a Mexican Congress, they were involved in terrorist plots all over the United States. Meanwhile, we're picking up these Arab people and saying, oh, they're terrorists. We got to waterboard them and torture them. I mean, this is just pure evil, pure evil.
Right. Now, on a side subject related to this with the feds, for instance, remember Ted Gunderson said he started his career in Philadelphia, and I didn't
right.
realize when we first saw what a hotbed this area has been for the Zionists. And as an example, I found out, for instance, the Lampier family, who basically their father was the FBI agent who put the Rosenbergs in jail, you know, the atomic spies. So there's been a lot going on here for a couple generations back east.
Yes.
Also, I found out, you know, when you're talking about Black History Month and they're talking about reparations, you know, we heard, the Senator Cory and one from California, I forget her
first name
right now. Yeah, Cory Booker and the other one, the female from California. They're talking about getting reparations.
Dianne Feinstein as well, Barbara Boxer.
Yeah, Feinstein.
Right,
correct. Mm-hmm. All right, so with respect to that, look at the history. If I listened to what Farrakhan had to say, and he said this is how it came about. There was this little company called Kuhn & Loeb that got rich over the cotton allotments and basically using black slaves to do it. Also, by the way, what was the big reason for the Civil War? It was what they called the Molloy Act. The Molloy Act basically forced the South to sell all their cotton products to the North. Okay, and who was benefiting a lot from that? Kuhn & Loeb. Kuhn & Loeb basically was part of that was Jacob Schiff. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to mention.
One of the members of Jekyll Island, the founder of the National Association of Colored People. Kuhn & Loeb then became merged in to become Shearson American Express, came down with the mortgage meltdown. Their two top executives, Peter Peterson and Steven Schwarzman, set up the Blackstone Group, which in the first year of the Trump administration was the head, Steven Schwarzman was head of the Economic Council. So you see a direct correlation from that Federal Reserve Bank right up to, you know, the Trump administration. Although I would give them credit, at least some of these administration got rid of that Economic Council with Schwarzman on it. And he's one of the boys back here. So it's very interesting that I didn't realize when we were talking, I was initially, when we got together, talking about, you know, these hate crimes by the Anti-Defamation League, knowing that they're tied in with the rackets. And, I didn't know. I'm sure I didn't know how much of it, how extensive it was back here in this southeastern Pennsylvania area, from the Philadelphia County to Montgomery County to Bucks County, how much actually was here tied into this absolute Zionist agenda, even today.
One of the characters. Who's one of the characters?
Red Rosenstein, you know, out of Huntington Valley.
Oh!
Not probably, yeah.
My goodness.
Right. Mark Levin. Yeah, we're talking about the same area where we see all this Bolshevik communism coming out of there. That's how I see it. And you see it up there. You see it up in Rhode Island.
Well, that, exactly. I'm glad you said that. You've got 20/20 vision, you know, because in my little state, we have a little microorganism for the whole country. And I've often said this for years, that in Rhode Island, which is, as you know, geographically the smallest state in the union, is a an amoeba under a microscope, where you can pilot programs, new programs that are basically meant to be magnified and applied nationally and interstatewide to other states. So whether it's truck tolls on roads and whether it's gun legislation, or whether it's the whole business of the land use planning, Agenda 21, Grow Smart, whatever name you want to use, it usually winds up happening here first, not always, but first in many cases. And that's because you have these groups like the ACIR, the American Council for Intergovernmental Relations, which is affiliated with, you guessed it, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Committee for Economic Development. So these are all interlocking organizations that promote socialism, that promote a government, that promote new test programs for bigger government, more control within the states. Because I've seen them in the legislature here years ago, and I saw how they work. They do the art, what you would call the studies, and you know, you would call all of the black paper, white paper, blue papers, all of the research, and then promote these new ideas. So we've got this governor here now who is direct from Wall Street as a general treasurer, nine years ago. She represents the elite. She represents Goldman Sachs. She represents all of the corrupt banking entities that you could imagine. And she's pushing an agenda that is not her own agenda. I can tell you, it's not even her own. She doesn't have the capacity to come up with all of these ideas on confiscating guns, taking out assault weapons, as she calls them, creating tuition-free schools and colleges, a greater burden for the taxpayer. She's creating more taxes and fees increased, more land grabbing. What she's after is a total, complete socialist agenda. But behind her are legal people like Edie Goldstein and a host of others who come from Washington and the think tanks that are promoting these ideas. And these are the ones, folks, that are behind the scenes that are doing all the legwork. She's nothing but a Trump in one sense, in that she's nothing but a front woman. And this is what Trump is. This is what Pence is. All these people are politicians. They're nothing but little dancing puppets on the stage. Behind them, though, and above them is what? Is the guy that, pulls the string. Yeah, the marionette. Yeah. So, I enlightened you a little bit about how Rhode Island mirrors Pennsylvania and Philadelphia?
Very clearly. One example was you heard about the interview with Feinstein with the kids about the green agenda, okay?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Obviously, those kids are being abused, okay, by the people, the adults who want the green agenda. Now, who's actually involved with the schools at this level to be able to educate kids to this level, even little kids? Mm. Doesn't it go right back to that thing? I think it's called in Providence, in Brown University, the Annenberg School Reform Institute.
Yeah. Yes.
And, well, who's on top of the Annenberg School Reform Institute when you really look at the top? It's Wallace Annenberg, the granddaughter of Moses Annenberg, who was there with Capone when they set up the National Crime Syndicate. Okay? So, so you can, when you actually look at it and look who's pushing the green agenda, obviously in part, not all together, you can see the Annenberg Crime Syndicate right there. And obviously we can see who Feinstein is basically cowing to. She may not agree to it, per se, to cut off all the uses of fossil fuels, but obviously that benefits the Annenbergs because what happens is it impoverishes this country. And by impoverishing this country, they get more powerful and try to get control over it. We also saw it during the Obama administration, who, by the way, also was rose to power through the Annenberg Crime Syndicate when he was taking away, all the coal plants in the Midwest, as an example. Mm-hmm. So you can see how they're actually trying to economically cripple us for the purpose of them getting more power.
Power, the bottom line, Art, is to destroy what's left of the middle class, isn't it?
Right. I think they're going further than that. I think they're planning genocide, like just what they did with Stalin did in Ukraine back in the 20s.
They're doing it now more subtly, though, through vaccinations. They're doing it through population control, medicine, drugs, injections, soil contamination, chemtrailing. There's a whole host of ways they're doing it now. But they be able to get those guns, that's the key, is they have to convince Americans, and they're not doing a good job of it, by the way, but they haven't stopped. They need to be able to disarm the private ownership of firearms, the big guns, in order to sweep up the streets and the neighborhood. That's what they're after. That's what all communists want. All right, we'll be back. Art from Philly, Rick Adams, join us. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
All right, round up the boys.
Well, thank you, folks, and thank you very much, gentlemen. We're back. Art from Philly is co-hosting with me in this hour once again. We invite your phone calls if you'd like to ask a question of Art, or if you'd like to chime in on what we've been discussing and promoting this afternoon. Our number, of course, is 800-313-9443. You're absolutely right, Art, in what we have seen. These connections are just almost, too surreal to imagine, is how they rise to power. And how in these states, our own state, little states, major states, how you have an organized criminal element that actually runs the political parties. You know, getting back to, you know, to my state, here, you know, we have a Republican Party that keeps bemoaning the fact that they don't seem to be able to get anywhere. They don't seem to be able to attract the numbers. And that's true in many states as well. And the reason, all they have to do is look in the mirror and point the finger at themselves and look at who they're cavorting with. They're cavorting with the mob. AIPAC through a bunch of other front groups and taking over the Republican National Party, the Stephen Wynns in the past, as you know, and the Democrat Party. So that now some of the Democrats are looking like shining armor in comparison to the Republicans when it comes to supporting the state of Israeli and what they're doing to people and what they're doing worldwide to us as well. So the Democrats look good in one area. They look horrible in other areas. The Republicans look like nothing but a reverse mirror, you know, image of the Democrats. So what choice is there? You see, they, the synagogue of Satan, the powerful elite, through financial control, through the monetary system, through political organizing and all of their power, they make the boast that we control it all. And that goes back to Harold Rosenthal from Jacob Javis's office when he came out and he said it. He says, we worship the devil. He actually said in plain English that most people don't know it, but Judaism is devil worship, okay? And the synagogue of Satan is called that for a reason. They worship Satan. They do not worship God. That's the six-pointed star that you see on the map of the state of Israel. 666. Six angles and 6 points, and the whole thing is just Satan's number. So, is there any surprise that these politicians, these young upstarts that come in to the legislature here and in your state too, they come in sounding nice, Art? Sound good? You know, sing lofty praises, and then the next thing out of their mouth is, I support Israel. They right. couldn't even find Israel on a map, but they say they support Israel. That's why. Go ahead.
Right. So I was going to point out two things. One is with Elliot Abrams. If you look at his profile, obviously we know he's the special ambassador to Venezuela and misrepresenting the American interests. But you look at how he came up to power. Obviously, it was the Reagan-Iran-Contra scandal where he got convicted for some misdemeanors. And also, he came up through the Council of Foreign Relations run by the Rothschilds. In addition to that, he actually got trained at the Annenberg Academy for Diplomacy, which basically controls the U.S. Department of State. Right. So you can see that, you know, who controls Abrahams. It was so obvious he's a Bolshevik Zionist. The other one is look at the new governor of California, Newsom. Okay?
Yeah.
Look at this unholy relationship here. We know about Nancy Pelosi's tied to organized crime. There's FBI reports. If you just simply say Pelosi and Gambino, it will come right up. The FBI reports showing that her father was tied to the Gambino family and Lucky Luciano. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, her brother, Ron Perlstein, Pelosi, was married to the sister of Gary Newsom's mother. Okay? So how unholy is that alliance there?
Wow.
So you got in California, you got Pelosi, and you got Pelosi's nephew as the governor. It's unbelievable.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? No, and you see, this is why I keep emphasizing. At the local voting booth, your state board of canvassers, the whole system is corrupt. And if you think that you can beat them, maybe you can in local elections and some of your towns, community, school committee. But when it comes to my state, I know for a first-hand fact, we can't even get the data from the Secretary of State. She's being sued by Gatehouse Media and the Providence Journal because she will not release all of the information pertaining to voting data. Arrogance in your face. And the reason is because there is a cover-up. There is a major cover-up in the voting process. You know, as I said, to begin with, you have Republicans that sound like Democrats. Then you have third-party people who try to make a difference, and they're either booted out or they don't stand a chance. They don't have the money. And then you have a corrupt voting system. So, I mean, we have to be honest here. What do we have left, you know? The only thing we have is the truth that God has given us, to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I want to take some calls now. Paul from New Jersey is first up. Hello, Paul. You're on with Art from Philly and Rick. Oh, I'm sorry. We got a break. Can you hold it, Paul? You stay where you are. We'll come right back to you, and sure. We'll do that in just 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored here. Rick458 at Cox.net. My email, again, the Deadly Experiment Programs. Wait till you see what's coming up. All right. Don't forget, also, Art's website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And I was just up there today, Art, looking at some of the postings that you have on the crime families. And you have done some great work connecting the OSS CIA mob, you know, to the assassination of Patton and other figures. And, of course, you know, you mentioned Forrestal as well, which on this program we've talked about, you know, who was the first Secretary of Defense. Notice that we went from a War Department under Truman to a Defense Department, and that was very convenient, because after we had destroyed the Earth almost in World War II with the Soviets and the British aligned as the force of conquest, then, of course, we were going to fight defensive wars. And Forrestal was opposed to the creation of Israel as well as George Marshall, I guess, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And I actually had a friend who talked to Forrestal's brother, who said to him that he was in good spirits and ready to go home 24 hours before he suddenly decides to take a nosedive out of the building in Bethesda. Almost just like the canary couldn't fly. From Murder
I remember that.
Abe Relis, yeah.
I remember that as well. Yeah, I remember. We have several books on that, and going back in time. The Assassination of Joe McCarthy, that book by Medford Evans, and the controversy about how he was making a comeback and they had to eliminate him because he was proving himself right every day. But in any event, there are many assassinations. There are many things that are going on that we will never know about in this age until it all is revealed. So I think we're going to go back to the phones now. We had Paul from New Jersey coming up. Hello, Paul. You're on with myself and Art.
Hello, gentlemen. Yes, sir. I want to bring up, when I was watching the Michael Cohen hearings, just about the optics of people who live in flyover country, and because I don't see why the Democrats would put this out and make such a big TV show out of it. But it really taught, I think, a lot of white Gentile America about what New York Jewish lawyers are all about and their ethics. And so we got to see many of these people in flyover country being Trump supporters also. And so the way it's coming across to them, listening to this son of a Holocaust survivor, right, and the amount of money going through his hands that he, just for a series of phone calls, he made something like $1 million or $2 million, right? And the absurd amount of money's where, you know, working class person in the Middle West, he's watching this totally degenerate, vulgar, con man lawyer. And so it's just, you know, I don't see why the Democrats would do this. I mean, it's going to really fuel at least Jewish awareness because he fulfilled so many negative stereotypes of Jewry, and also not doing a good job promoting, you know, Jewish lawyers if he was, a promoter, marketer for Jewish lawyers, because, people are not going to want to get Jewish lawyers if they're going to record you and then potentially and not tell you about it and then use it later on and partake in this wanton criminality.
It doesn't look very pretty. No, I didn't hear enough of it. I just couldn't listen to it. But, you know, from listening to his voice right away, I could tell the sob story, the violins were coming, the handkerchief, and, you know, I'm just a little old innocent me. I've made mistakes, but the biggest mistake was knowing Mr. Trump and embracing him and all that, you know. It's like pointing the finger, and there's four fingers pointing back at you, you know. Well, any comment, Art? Because you have some good perception in this mafia business.
Well, the thing I would say is realize, Paul, you're calling from New Jersey. So, I mean, it's totally surrounding you. And with respect to, I've actually supported people in elections, tried to get them elected, and ran into a rabbi, for instance, says, we love to get the politicians elected. That way we can, especially judges, we can control them and corrupt them. So, and what happened about client attorney privilege? I mean, those are the issues I would look at with respect to what Cohen just said.
Either way, he wasn't or maybe he is a good spokesman of Jewry. On that note, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Welcome.
Maybe. I don't know, but he's in your face. He's like, I don't know the bit about the Holocaust angle, but I guess somebody, I think it was Joe Church, told me that he had heard his father was next in line, I guess, you know, to be killed in the gas chambers or what have you. All I could think of was, here we go again. That's his esprit de corps, you know, that's his mantle of honor, is that he had to bring that out first. I happen to have a friend. Was it Lithuania, Art, that his father came from? Was that what it was, Lithuania?
I didn't follow that, so you may know.
I think Joe Church told me that, if it was. Lithuania, it's interesting because I have a friend who came to the United States. His family immigrated here, what was left of it. But he said that his whole family had been wiped out by the communists in Lithuania when they took over. And I at the time, that was years ago, I couldn't believe it. But he said, you know, he said they were all killed by the communists. Now, none of that, of course, has made the history books. Well, okay, let's go on to the next caller here. And let's see, who is the next caller, Mike? I can't see the name. Oh, yes, okay, my friend Bill in Wisconsin. Hello, Bill, you're up next on the phone.
Yeah, Rick, good show. You know,
thank you.
Rick, I've listened to you many weeks, and we've gone down the same trail. I was in the Young Americans for Freedom in the 60s.
Yes,
and
I
went
was
to a national convention in D.C., and on everybody's seat, you know, before one of the speakers was an eye patch. And the eye patch was, you know, to show that you were accepting of Moshe Dayan, I believe his name was.
Yeah, Moshe Dayan.
So, you know, we have a lot in common over the years. I voted Republican once for Reagan, okay, and after one time, that was enough, and I voted for Trump once, and that is enough there. I would like to point out a website by a guy by the name of Cliff Kincaid. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but
he's got a website
called America's Survival. But he had come out against Kavanaugh right from the start. He pointed out that Kavanaugh and Rod Rosenstein, had been with Ken Starr in that phony investigation that took place. And
yes,
not going into the death of Vince Foster and things like that. But anyway, just recently, Judge Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts turned down the state of Kansas and Louisiana that were appealing to try to eliminate on their state level funds going to Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And, yeah, both Roberts and Kavanaugh sided with the so-called progressives.
Right. I saw that. I saw that he proved that he is another Bush appointee. Exactly.
Right. Well, you know, worse than that, you know, I heard Susan Collins in her, before she was going to vote on Kavanaugh, her speech, and, you know, she said as much. Kavanaugh is going to uphold Roe v. Wade. He doesn't like going against precedent, so on and so forth. So, you know, we get fooled time and time again. And, you know, by increments, Trump's bad. But then, you know, these Democrats are coming up. I don't know what the answer is. Probably a third party, which, like you point out, they don't get very much support, nothing in the media, nothing in financial. One last item. Sorry to hear that Sheldon Adelstein is in bad health.
All right. Okay.
And I hope you understand that.
Yes, I do.
But
you bring up valid points. But again, Art will comment on it. All I can say is it's money that rules. That's what Rothschild said. So when it comes to you're looking for men kings and you're looking for choices in the booth, and those choices for major office have been totally taken from you. I mean, I said this years ago. I mean, all you have, Trump is nothing but a front man. He's a little trooper. He's a mouthpiece. He proved that when he gave his State of the Union address. The speech was not even written by him. You know, the speech was written by one of those Khazars, for crying out loud. His name was actually Kazinstein, I believe it was Kazinstein, Joshua. So you could see all of the silly oblique references to the greatest generation and all of this stuff. And you know darn right well that all of this was designed to create that mindset that America, the empire, is going to survive. It's going to continue to grow. Make America great again? I'm sorry, but go back to de Tocqueville. And what did de Tocqueville say about America? You know, when she ceases to be good, she'll cease to be great. So, anyway, enough said. Thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good show, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. You know, Art, you must have a couple of comments in addition. All I can just add to what Bill has said is that I know Bill was chiding me a little bit going back to the election, saying you've got to vote and you've got to vote for Mr. Trump. And a lot of people said that. And it's good to hear Bill admitting now that, well, it wasn't the right thing to do. I'm sorry to offend people, but I have to be honest with people. That's the way I feel about things. And I've been there, done that too many times. I mean, the last person I supported, the last person was, let's see, it wasn't the last. I guess it was John Schmitz for president in 72, John Ashbrook, who I thought was pretty decent from Ohio. And he was, he met with an untimely death when Howard Metzenbaum was being opposed by him in that election in the late 70s, I believe, 80, to run for the Senate. In the 80s, actually. So what I'm saying is been there, done that, seen enough, and I know the score now. Okay, Art, your comment on what Bill said.
Well, I think he's right in admitting, you know, that I think what he's done there, what we need to do is get rid of the incumbents, okay? We shouldn't have congressmen in there for 32 terms. We shouldn't have senators in there for 16 terms. And I would say we need to really, if you want to make a change, what we need to say and do proactively is every election, if you're in office, you're out. And that's how you're going to do it. If you did that for 20 years, you would shake up the system. They'd be spending all their money on lobbyists and losing their shirts. And then you could basically turn it around. But that has to be a collective thought process through the entire elected process of the American people. Mm-hmm. And until we start thinking of those terms, the ballot box doesn't work for us, and then we're left with the Second Amendment box, which unfortunately I think it may be going to that point already, or
well,
an economic decline.
That's good. That's a good point you make. I think I alluded to that earlier, that when they are hell-bent on disarming the American public, the private ownership of arms, especially assault quote-unquote type weapons, then you know that they are beginning to try to implement their final phase of control, like they did in Bolshevik Russia and in Germany after the war and the destruction of freedom throughout Europe and Asia and so forth. That's the way it does. You know, it does come to power. Mao said politics comes out of the barrel of a gun, didn't he? You know, so...
Right.
Okay, let's
right.
go to a couple of calls here. We got Terry in Texas first. Hello, Terry. Come on up.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Do you think, can you hear me?
I can hear you just well.
Do you think Golda Meir was a man?
Do I think Golda Meir was a man? Now, what kind of question is that? I wouldn't even venture a guess.
David Ben-Gurion said he was the best man for the government.
Wow.
I think she was a man. I had to throw it out there.
He was the ugliest man that I've ever seen.
It was a man. See, it's weird how that they, you know, the truth, that's how deception works, you know, the truth mixed in with some lies, so the deception is so great you can't tell what's going on. Anyway, the comment was, get back to the real comment, about the interchangeable parts, you know, it's like they own the chessboard and they just move the pieces around as far as the connections and stuff. One I've mentioned already, I'm going to mention again, in this whole diatribe of what you're talking about, you know, to keep everybody in play, you know, to keep the chessboard going, is Alice Greenwald, who is like that interchangeable part. She was slid over from the Holocaust Museum to now being director of the 9/11 Museum, you know, because you've got to keep all of the, you know, all the plates spinning and all the balls juggling and keep this thing, this whole deception going. Amongst all the other ones that your guest has mentioned, you know, it's all the same, you know, just moved into a different part of the chessboard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a revolving door. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You're right. Comments, Art?
They have a saying in Italy about a republic, which we have. Watch out for the little guy. He will always get you. Okay? And once the little guy is aware of what's going on, they are in a very perilous situation. And I think that's just about to happen.
Let me ask you this before we take another call. What are your thoughts on, really, on the Robert Kraft situation, that sting operation? Do you see something behind the scenes here that's a little bit suspicious?
Unfortunately, I did not follow up with the Robert Kraft situation, so I'm not on top of that. So
well, if you want all right, to okay, me, that's fair. That's fair. You know, the prostitution and all of this going on and repeatedly, apparently. What do you think, Terry? Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I thought it was, haven't given it much thought, but you know the whole thing is fraudulent, Rick. It just, the stories just don't, when you smell a rat and can see a rat, it doesn't add up.
Yeah. I think the wolves may be at the door now waiting to take over things. But okay, thank you. Thanks for your call, Terry. We've got a quick break. We'll come back with more calls.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
All right, we're back. We have a couple of minutes left in the program today. Let's go to Thomas in Florida, I believe. Thomas, you're on the program. Are you Hello. There, Thomas? Yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Yes. I heard you talking about Kavanaugh, and I can't think of the fellow's name, but apparently he had a Hispanic last name, and he was some kind of a district investigator when the Vince Foster murder occurred. And this Hispanic fellow, I mean, that was his last name. He was taken off, and this is when Kavanaugh was brought in. And so I guess we can say we can be very proud that we now have a Supreme Court justice who is an accessory to murder and murder cover-up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's much to be proud of or much to look forward to.
Well, it does indicate the connections, doesn't it? The connections to the mob. I mean, again, it's a pretty close-knit circle of people that run things, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course he's got a skeleton in his closet now. You say, how do we control these people? Well, we know for a fact he was involved in the cover-up of a murder. I mean, I consider that a serious offense.
I would agree.
Just one more thing, very quickly. You were talking about presidential election or whatever. There's a guy out there. He knows he's not going to win. He's definitely developing quite a following of younger people, people that are a lot younger than we are, people in their 30s, in their late 20s, maybe in their 40s. His name is Patrick Little, and he's actually going to run for president of the United States. And his slogan is, vote little, win big. And just his platform alone is a absolute wake-up call. And if he gets any kind of visibility, which he will get through the Internet, not through the mainstream, he is going to be an incredible educational tool for the American people. I mean, he's actually quite a bright guy. He's an ex-Marine, was in Afghanistan. He's classically educated. He speaks German. He's not a dummy. And the people following him, they're not dumb either. And these are people these people in their 30s. We think that the show's over because no one's got anything going for them. Let me tell you, I've watched some of the stuff. There are some very smart younger people that are listening to him. Show's not over, and we've got younger recruits coming up. So there's a lot to look forward to there.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with his campaign, and he's been around a little bit of time, and he certainly has been fingered by the media and attacked. I understand that. So, it's a matter of what's going to save us in the end is not politicians, that's for sure. But, thank you for your participation. Art from Philly, we're almost out of time. Art, do we have any closing words from you, words of wisdom?
Well, the fact that we're still speaking, using our freedom of speech, we still have the capability to make a big change. And the pen is far mightier than the gun, and is the result of us informing each other. I would hope the RBN listeners encourage other people to listen, understand the ideas we're presenting here, and cause that to create a chain reaction of information to basically counter the disinformation that we're basically seeing every day.
Amen. Well, that's true. And let's go into the Word. Let's go into the Word of God, most importantly.
Amen.
And that's the sword we need. Arch website, noplaceforcorruption.com. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we had more calls, but we just ran out of time. Charles and others, call again next time. And Art, you take care. We'll talk to you soon again, too.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. And all of you, Rick Adams, saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.